One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The word snot, baby gravy, vagiline, spit, ear butter, and zit goo, also known as mucus, semen, vaginal discharge, saliva, earwax, and pus, can make one squeamish. But it's just some of the body functions that's protecting, cleansing, or creating our natural way of life. Our body is quite disgusting, and most of the time we can't even control it. Today, we will discuss and find out more about our body's gross stuff and why it needs to happen. So strap in. This might make you gag. I'm Lee White, and this is the Happy Social Experiment.
Okay. Deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Happy. Feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Social. An informal social gathering. Especially one organized by the members of a particular club or group, needing companionship and therefore best suited to living in communities. Experiment. A scientific procedure undertaken to make a discovery, test a hypothesis, or demonstrate a known fact. This is the Happy Social Experiment.
Did you know that only 9% of the fluids inside our body is blood? There's 91% of other liquid and goo running through our systems, but what is it exactly? I remember being in third grade, sitting on the school bus, staring at a long, scabby booger wiped on the window. I did not produce this window art, I was merely a spectator. Nevertheless, that image is burned into my brain. I remember how the sun changed the colors from pale yellows to dark reds and the outlines of green. Truly an art from the deepest depths of some child's nose. For you see, boogers start out inside the nose as mucus, mostly water combined with protein, salt, and a few chemicals. Mucus is produced by tissues in the nose and mouth, sinuses, throat, and gastrointestinal tract. It has a slimy, sticky consistency that traps potentially harmful substances in the environment such as pollen, viruses, and germs. Sometimes small blood vessels in the nasal cavity will break. Blood and mucus will mix together, and it isn't wise to pick your nose because it might cause you to get a nosebleed. It's better to just gently blow your nose and let nature take its course. And for God's sake, don't eat them. Your body is expelling them for a reason, you greedy nose goblin. I was working a comic convention, and this man walked into my booth holding his young daughter. She looked at me, she second knuckled it into her nose and pulled out a strand of snot, which she quickly shoves into her mouth. The amount of gagging I started doing was horrendous. So freaking gross. I can't even think about it now. It makes me want to just... Let's just move on. I'm telling you, it is so vivid in my brain. One of my absolute favorite things to do is to go to restaurants and diners, and I just kind of hang out, and you know, I get some food and I get a coffee and I sit there and I watch people, and everybody is my source of entertainment. And I have heard and seen some absolutely hilarious things because people, I mean, we are all comedians and we don't even realize it. I was sitting at, let's call it one of America's favorite chicken places. And I watched this woman in her early 20s walk up to the counter, and she removed her earbuds, she stuck them in her mouth, she swished them around, and then she removed them before giving her order. Did she honestly, I'm thinking, did she honestly just wash her machine, her earbud wax? The cashier, she kind of leaned away with an awkward smile. Well, I mean, she ordered a number one of a Coke, so I guess we just had to witness and walk away from that. Have you ever tasted your earwax? You have. Don't deny it. You have. We all know the bitter tang of the orange-brown wax, which happens to be a secretion that varies from yellow to dark brown, and it's produced by modified sweat glands within the ear. Its purpose, though, is to lubricate and protect the delicate skin within our ears. And I bet you've been testing your earwax while you've been listening to this. We have all cleaned our earbuds, and we all have earbuds. If you're listening to this, you probably have earbuds in. And what we have done is that we'll take one out of our ear, and we'll look in, and we'll go, oh, well, look at that. It's got a little bit of earwax in it. And we'll lick our fingers, and we'll clean it off, and we'll dig into the little speaker hole, and we'll get it all out, and then we'll lick our finger, and we'll get the other earbud, and we do the exact same thing. We have all tasted our earwax. Don't deny it. If you currently have skin on your body, you have had a zit. We all know the pressure of that zit, the unsightly appearance of this white boil that with thick yellowish white ooze that signals infection. For you see, the germs invade the skin and your immune system kicks in for protection. The white blood cells rush to the area and collect with the damaged tissue. Pus is the byproduct of this process, compressed of fluid, dead and dying white blood cells, bacteria, decomposing tissue, and other debris. A small collection of pus in the top layer of the skin is called a pimple. When it accumulates into a deep pocket in your skin, your pore, basically, it becomes an abscess. And dermatologists say not to pop a zit because it can cause some scarring. However, we have done this. We all sit and we try to see what type of distance we can get by popping one. Think about it. Everyone has giggled when it splatters on the bathroom mirror. There is a weird sense of pride in this. Although this action could cause more infection or scarring, we do it anyway because we are, once again, a strange species. And some of us are amazed by shows like Dr. Pimple Popper. Some of us enjoy watching how much pus can come out of an abscess. What on God's green earth is wrong with us? Why do we have such of us attraction to just gross things in general? It's because we are so curious about who we are, what we are made of, and we are a constant science experiment just walking around. There are many fluids that the body produces, and I'm not going to get into all of them. We wouldn't have time. Literally, I could do an entire podcast series just about the weird crap our body does. I mean, we are walking science and biology experiments. Every day, we deal with this gunk on us. You know, we're like wiping our eyes and we're getting out what we call eye boogers out of our eyes. And it's just the tissue and the white blood cells and basically moving out the mucus from our eyes that collects during the night. You know, we look at the dirt under our fingernails. We're kind of fascinated by the cuts that we get. And I know that at some point in time, there's some of us that, you know, enjoy that whole putting peroxide or alcohol on a small burn. Because once again, we're weird. We are just so weird. But some things need to be kept a secret. But I did talk to some friends about their favorite and non-favorite fluids, and they did not disappoint. So let's check in and we'll find out what happens.
Sitting around a table, getting people to expose themselves for snacks and laughs.
Alrighty, we're going to get into it. And we're going to find out what these beautiful people I'm looking at, what they have to say about body fluids.
Oh, God.
I just released some right before I got on the podcast. So
of course I signed
I feel
up
like
for
I'm
this.
In good working knowledge of this right
Dang
now.
Dang it, Lee.
All right. So basically, I want to know what's your favorite body fluids, what's the most disgusting body fluids, and your own personal stories of either love or horror of certain body fluids.
I mean, is there such a thing as a favorite body fluid?
So there's many levels with it. You're talking about favorite one to release, walk under in a storm, like, you know, what are you talking about here?
Well, I mean, 90% of our body is not blood. It's other fluids. It's
so we
water,
can get macro
mucus.
On this, is what you're saying?
Yeah. You can do a what?
I said we can get macro if we want, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Deep down.
Big fluid.
Yeah, baby fluid. Baby
plasma,
fluid.
Plasma is my favorite fluid.
Really?
No.
You just love some plasma. You like that money. That's all it is.
Because of Halo, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just had a stomach bug, so I can tell you what my least favorite body fluid is.
So can you describe that, like, in detail? Do you have any charts, graphs, anything like that?
I don't have charts or graphs, but I have a very vivid, detailed memory of what happened that evening. Have you ever just sat on the toilet and you just had it coming out of both ends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
just, many like, times. No, like, not just, like, you know, one after the other. I mean, like, literally at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do anything about it. Like, luckily, our toilet's right next to our sink. So I'm literally just, like, sitting on the toilet and hanging over the sink. Like, yeah.
The old attic in the basement.
I had stuff coming out of my nose and out of my, it's just,
Have you ever vomited out your nose, where it's coming up so fast it comes out your nose?
Yes. That was pretty much it. And the worst part about it is my wife makes fun of me because I'm not, like, the most graceful vomiter, you know? She literally sounds like I'm, like, she's like, it sounds like there's a demon in there with you. So this
is there
because
such
literally,
thing
like,
a graceful
like,
vomiter?
No, I mean, she, like, I never know when she's vomiting. Like, she's so quiet because she just had the stomach virus as well, like her and my son. And so we went through this whole thing. So we actually had it about 2 months ago as well, which is wild. It's like, I've never been sick hardly ever and then moved to South Carolina and then get stomach virus twice after eating at fast food places. I'm like, I'm not eating out anymore. Like,
welcome to South Carolina, brother.
Yeah. So not only am I just like sick and convulsing and vomiting, but I'm also like in the back of my mind, I'm like, hey, I'm going to take what she said into consideration and I'm going to try to be more quiet. So I'm literally just like vomiting and miserable. And I'm also trying to be quiet. So that was just like kind of a funny backstory because like in my head, even though I was miserable, I was like, I'm going to try to be as quiet as possible.
It was truly a backstory.
Yeah.
Back and front story. That's how
but,
that was.
Yeah. Back and front story. Long story short, it was awful. It was very bad. I mean, I would have to say, I mean, I guess is vomit really, is that like a bodily fluid? I mean, no, it's a fluid coming out of you. I mean, that was probably my least favorite, by the way.
I'm gonna second vomit being the least favorite.
Yeah,
I have candidly, and I'm gonna knock on some wood here.
Oh God,
I have not vomited in like over a decade.
Yeah,
but
yeah, don't go to any fast food places in South Carolina.
Listen, I live here too, man. I try to steer clear. No, I would say for me, it's definitely vomit, just because I hate it. I hate to if I smell it or see it, it makes me very sick. And yeah, and I think the last time I remember vomiting like heavily, I might have been in high school then. So it's been that long ago, because I'm 30 now. But I feel like I vomited so hard that I passed out.
God.
And I had like a stomach bug.
Been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you just,
it's not pleasant.
You just wake up and you're like, did I really just do that? Like, I vomited so hard that I ceased to exist for a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it literally, it just feels like you're going to, like you can't breathe. It feels like you're just like, every time I vomited, like in the back of my mind, I know it's stupid, but every single time I'm like, is this how I die? It's like,
this is it.
Am I going to suffocate to death because I can't breathe because I'm just vomiting so hard?
You're going to pull a Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Like, this is it.
Well, let's see. Last time I vomited that I truly remember, the worst I ever had, Shelly and I had just been married briefly, and we went to his 21st birthday party, and I thought I was going to be a badass, you know, because I was the oldest person there. I mean, I was basically everybody's father, and so everybody's kind of doing their own little thing, and then a guy walks up and he's like, "I bet you I can outdrink you," and I'm like, "Psh, freaking loser, no, I can." And so he hands me a bottle of Jim Beam, and I just start chugging away that bottle of Jim Beam. Perfect. And Shelly came up a little later and said, "So, how you feeling?" And I went, "I'm holding this wall up." And she was like, "Let's get you home, buddy." And on the way home, I vomited a few times, fell asleep in a parking lot. By the time we got to the house, I was throwing up and throwing up and throwing up, and I fell asleep with my face next to the cat litter box.
was the litter as absorbent as they say?
Yeah. Clumpy. And the poor woman just opened up the door and was just like, "Really, I married this? This is my life now.
Is this when you had the mullet or
I never had
long
a mullet.
After. I thought you had a mullet.
No. That's right. Called balding.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Called balding.
Lee's been business in the front for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean, my back there. My back is pure party, if that matters.
just
the feathery wings of an angel back there.
Oh, God.
Nice and fuzzy and soft.
Ooh.
You can nice. Grade it.
No. No, I've just got that picture in my head.
I'm trying to
think of like a favorite bodily fluid.
Blood. As far as necessity,
I know what mine is. I know my favorite bodily fluid is.
All right,
go for it.
Saliva.
Oh, gross!
You know why?
Why?
Because if we didn't have it, all of our mouths would be dry, and we'd be talking like dumbasses.
Got a point.
So, you're welcome. Saliva is your friend.
All right. Yeah.
No, okay. But saliva smells. It smells so bad. Just start licking your hand right now.
Smelling people's saliva. You know? Like, it's not a hobby of mine.
Wait, I guess it's just me.
I think it ain't saliva. I think it's the teeth hanging around that saliva.
No, I mean, think that is my favorite, though. So, for real.
I mean, you've never like sniffed your hand and been like, "Whose saliva is this?" You've never done that.
No.
No. No, no, they're just going on a saliva rampage, sniffing saliva, like a flight of saliva at a brewery. It's like, wonder what type of saliva is this one? Let me waft it around.
No, to me, spit's horrible. I absolutely can't stand the idea of spit.
And all of the little spitting germs. And I mean, I guess there's germs in all the bodily fluids.
Whoever has to be.
There's a lot in saliva, I feel like.
I feel like saliva probably has some of the most, like, nasty germs.
Yeah.
One would think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who says this. I don't know if it's factual, but isn't it, like, your mouth just, like, extremely disgusting? It's like they say it's worse than most animals. Human mouths.
Yeah, it's like a cesspool of just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Out here worried about COVID.
We're worried about COVID, and Lee's just going along smelling people's saliva.
He's a
rebel. I didn't know that was something I could do with my life, Lee, but now I thank you for the opportunity to do that now.
Hey. So this is what it's about. It's about introducing
spreading love and opportunities.
Spreading love. Introducing new opportunities for people. That's what it is.
New microbes.
Yeah. Now I know for a fact that every single one of you has tasted your own earwax.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I feel like accidentally, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Like it's like I'll dig in my ear and then like, oh man, I got a hangnail or something and not even think about it.
Yeah,
and
then you're like, oh. It's so bitter.
It's bitter on purpose.
I know.
To see it.
That's like our body going, don't eat that dumbass.
Now what's the other taste that it reminds you of? Pennies? Does anybody?
Pennies?
Am I the only one walking around tasting?
Copper, like copper? That's more like blood, though. Like, or no, because blood's iron. I'm an idiot. But
all those iron
like
pins.
The metallic-y kind of like taste.
Yeah. But I mean, I've talked to people that's like, I've never tasted my earwax. And I'm like,
no, that's
a freaking mine. Especially if you're a musician and you use in ears or you have earbuds or anything, you clean that stuff out of that.
Oh, yeah. Especially just like really quick. Just like
I have a vacuum. I have a hearing aid vacuum now that cleans out my inner monitors. And it's I got it from just one of those old people websites. Just get you a hearing aid vac. But
old people website just for old people.
Old people, you know, it's actually not a website. It's called QVC.
Oh gosh, that is an old people. But do you order or do you call in? That's the thing.
Well, if you want to get the wax back, you gotta.
Man, I feel like that's so satisfying. Like taking the tool and digging the earwax out, and then you're just like, oh, it's just a little bit, and then you take the tool and dig it out, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like a whole glob. It's so satisfying.
Has anybody done the earwax candles?
No.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I have.
It's pretty fun.
Oh yeah, it is.
I like the crinkle crackly sound, you know, the crinkly crackly sounds that you get when it's in the, and then also the fear of having like flame go into your ear is also pretty exciting.
Yeah. And then that satisfaction of cutting open that cone and going, oh man, that was in there. Gross. It's all this weird hair and it's weird. Yeah. Or maybe just for me, it's weird hair. Nobody
I think,
else. Seems
no, I didn't. Right? I didn't. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Well, we're right here. We can talk about it. That's what it's about.
I think I might have my most favorite bodily fluid, and not because it's just like I'm completely just like in love with it, but more of just like enamored by it. But it's snot. Because it's like, I don't know, what about it? Like, have you guys ever done any of the nasal cleansing stuff, like the Neti Pot or the Navage or any? Like, to me, that is so interesting. So I'll be like, I'll use it when I'm sick. And then I'm just like, oh my gosh, all this stuff came out. But even when I'm feeling well and healthy, I'll use it. And it's just like, still, all this crap just comes out. I'm like, where does this come from? How does it produce up in there? Why did I not even know it's in there?
Like, been hanging out up in my sinuses.
And then, yeah, and then all the different colors. And then, like, the colors let you know how the different, you know, how healthy you are or, like, what's going on up there. Like, it's just...
It's so informative.
It's kind of cool. It's almost like urine. It's, like, based on the color of your urine, this is what you need to do with your life. So... But snot's a cool one because it's just strange. It's really weird.
Yeah. I think I know what my least favorite one is.
What?
Pus.
Ooh. Oh, what? That one's it's fun though because I like to pop the compass and watch it go shooting out into the mirror. Ooh, what kind of distance can I get out of this one?
Instead of a goal, instead of a goalie in there.
But how long do you wait until you pop it? Do you wait till it's like a little tiny white head?
It's got its own, like no, like it's
has its own personality.
Yeah, like it's got its own 401k at this point. Like it's
Bill Murray's
adult,
in there,
you know?
Hanging out.
yeah, it's mature.
Yeah, I have one. Well, it went away.
My wife likes to pop them when it's like nothing, and I'm like, "What are you doing? Don't do that."
Now, does your wife pop them for you?
She wants to, but I don't let her because that's how she wants to do it. No. She's like, "There is no whitehead, but I'm just gonna squeeze it until just blood shoots out of you."
No,
I think she just wants to hurt me because I'm an idiot all the time.
No, is that like a wife thing? Does wives just want to pop pimples?
Not mine.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I believe this one between.
Like, yeah. I like your look. You're like, I'm a wife, and God, no, I ain't doing that.
I have to like hide my like. If I'm like walking around without a shirt, I like have to like just walk with my back away from her, just like, scoot around. Like you saw
nothing.
You don't see
nothing to see.
May I suggest back hair? It hides.
Covers them right up.
Yeah.
See, I don't have back hair. I'm like, fortunate.
You're still young.
And,
you'll get it.
You know, I'm like, yeah, fortunate and cursed in that regard.
Yeah.
You know what I find interesting about pimples is that throughout our entire lives, we all know that everyone gets them, and yet whenever we have one, we're just like, oh no, don't look at me.
It's the end of the world. I'm
like
pretty much just
like, oh my God, you can't tell what my face looks like because I have a pimple.
I don't know what's going on with my body if I'm like going through puberty 2.0, but it's like,
well, your voice just cracked, so I'm gonna go ahead and say yes.
I just have like forehead acne, like straight up forehead acne all of a sudden, and I'm like, that's cool. I'll be 37 this year and just like forehead acne like a pubescent teenage boy.
It doesn't stop.
It have to do with the hat that you have on? Have you washed it?
Maybe, but it never like goes down on my forehead. It's always like,
you'd be surprised how easy bacteria will just right over there.
Yeah, I haven't washed my hat in the last
you might want to
you might want to wash your hats. I wash my hats weekly. I even have hats that I have to dry clean.
The number one cause of facial acne. I know that. I put on makeup every day. I know that. You gotta clean shit. You gotta wash, make sure you you know, another thing that you might be doing if you do wash your face and you leave soap residue on your forehead, like if you didn't clean it all the way off, that'll cause it.
Interesting.
Make sure you're wiping the sides of your face. Make sure you're getting all the edges.
Okay.
Hey, you know the commercials? The commercials where they're like washing their face with like,
yes,
you know,
and the water,
all air.
Like, it always looks
and they
so
always, and I'm like, I'm trying to clean that up now.
Yeah, seriously.
Because you know they're all over the sink. Who's cleaning that? Who just throws water on their face like a weird? That's going to go up your nose. Yeah, I've always been.
I have done it just purely for the vibes.
Yeah, I put out the vibe.
The vibes.
Like, yes, I'm here. I'm doing it. Yes, wash face. You know, you do that sometimes when you're feeling like you need some self-care.
There's just water everywhere. You go to walk out of the bathroom, you slip.
You're like, sorry, it was therapy today.
Self-care is not selfish. I'm mind blown that technology hasn't got to where we don't have zits anymore. Like, We have, yeah. Bucky, right behind you is a PS5. We have a PS5.
Yeah.
But we can't figure out how to get rid of
Activision. Tampons have made technological leaps and bounds over the years. Yet, there's still the same three kinds of fireworks. And we still have zits. I don't understand. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
All right. That stream, that little stream of words there, tampons, fireworks, zits. Yeah. But none of that makes any sense together.
Well,
no, completely off subject. But go back to fireworks. You said there's only three types of fireworks.
Yeah, there's like three types of fireworks. You got the one that shoots up and it's just like spider goes out. You know, okay. It's like then you got the one that goes up, and then it was like the shimmery.
I think Joe Dirt would disagree. He named off the long list.
I mean, they all have different names, but at the end of the day, they all look the same, you know. And then you just have like the normal one that goes up, and then it just explodes. But there's like the only three types of fireworks that exist.
You forgot
there's no one working on what? Oh, the Halo one. That's like
sparklers and snakes.
What about snakes and sparklers, man?
But are those fireworks? I consider fireworks the ones that shoot up in the air and explode.
If you can buy that, if you can buy it in Gatlinburg, then it's a firework.
An old Ned's
or South Carolina. South Carolina don't give a crap.
I live in Myrtle Beach. It's like the fireworks capital.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's like every mile is the biggest fireworks stand in the country.
And they all claim they're better, and they put signs in the window that says going out for business. It doesn't say going out of business.
Going out for business. It's like fireworks and BD clinics side by side.
And Dunkin' Donuts.
Hence the BD.
And in addition to putt-putt courses, and all you can eat crab leg buffets. So
I'm gonna be right outside of Myrtle Beach next week on vacation.
Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy.
Show y'all the love.
Are we having a love connection? Is that what's happening here?
Seriously.
Bodily fluids. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Bodily
we're talking
fluids.
About bodily fluids. Let's see. You were talking about snot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
Why? Why does it turn like really hard and gray?
See, that's weird. I think it depends on like what you're around. Maybe if you're like around a lot of candles, Lee, your new business.
Yeah,
venture,
there's
the burning all the candles and stuff, you know.
You're doing candles now, Lee?
Yeah.
Serenity by Jan.
Might as well
Serenity
be.
By Jan.
Might as well be. But no, you know the type of snot I'm talking about.
It's like
where it comes out, it's like gray. It's almost like okay, you've all gotten the ooze toys of where it gets mm-hmm. all, it's all green, yeah. And then after a while, the more you play with the ooze, it turns solid and gray, and you can cut it with a knife almost.
Yeah, I think it literally just has to do with like maybe the amount of dust and debris in the air.
Debris,
if you will. The debris.
So much what are you, debris Canadian? In here.
Have you ever been? In. Go ahead. Have you ever been like sanding or something like that?
Yes. And I was just about to say.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just. I think that you forget that you were sanding until, because like it's not a memorable event, but like if you're sanding something and then you get done hours later, you're ready to go to bed, and you're like,
the crazy
what?
Thing is I started using a respirator because I do a lot of woodworking in my free time, and I found out that apparently the more you inhale, like whatever sawdust it is that you're using, whether it be walnut, cherry, oak, whatever, you can actually become allergic to it. So and I don't want to do that. So I always use like one of those big respirators whenever I do like anything, whether it's like even if I'm just sanding something for like 2 seconds, I'm like, no, I'm gonna throw this respirator on.
I prefer inhaling East Indian rosewood.
Ooh, fancy.
That's what my guitar is made out of. That's
I do appreciate hey, roasted.
Get away from my guitar.
You're allergic to your guitar because you didn't wear a respirator.
No, it's got layers of nitro on it. It's fine.
And resin. Here we go. Gonna be a long night.
But yeah, now, Snot's an interesting one.
It is, and the what it turns into in the when it hardens is even grosser.
Yeah,
the whole booger deal, and it turns into its own art form itself.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I'm sure that you've had some interesting situations with your son.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It never ends. Never ends, all the bodily fluids coming out of that little guy. It's always something new. I'm like, I did not know a human could do this.
Yeah, you forget what type of person you are until you have kids. I mean, you're like, oh yeah, we're disgusting.
Yeah.
It's
no, it's like never in my life would I be like, you know what I'm gonna do all day, every day is just play and poop, and that's literally all you do.
Oh god.
Especially because he's potty training right now, so we're a lot of the time during the day he's just not wearing a diaper. And a really bizarre thing happened. This does have something to do with bodily fluids, so this does have something to do with the podcast. So my wife and I we're in his playroom and we're all just like kind of playing, and of course her and I are like fixated on blocks. We're like building a garage for his cars, right? And he's like over in the corner just hanging out doing his own thing. Somehow though, we didn't even know because we were so in the zone of building, he he ripped his diaper off and then shit in the floor. we had no idea. And then he comes running over to us and he's just like tapping her on the shoulder and he's going, "Stinky, stinky." And we're like, "Oh, did you poop? Did you fart? What's going on?" And then he like points. And he's pointing to just a big pile of elephant crap on the floor.
Oh my god.
And then I'm like, "Well, where's your diaper?" I'm like looking all over for his diaper. His diaper's nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, I run, my wife gets up, she goes to get the wipes out of the kitchen. Somehow our dog came in there and just took his diaper. And then shredded it all up in the floor. I'm like, this is my life. And I'm just like, just play with poop and pee all day. That's completely normal. Everything's fine.
But you don't think anything about it. Sylvester
said, no, you don't. It's like running into a burning room. It's just like, you don't even think anything about it. You're just like, yeah. Like what I would have thought, you know, 2 years ago would be the grossest thing ever. It's like, man, it's fine. Whatever. And I think it's just because, like, he's my human. So, like Holden, if I had to come over to your place and, like, clean up after you poop, I'd probably have
you'd probably be
vomiting episode. You
know? Nah, I would throw up and it'd be a whole thing.
But, you'd both be throwing up.
Yeah, like this whole normal
my
thing.
My wife though. running through the house. What is going on? Oh, hey, honey, this is Bucky.
Why does your wife sound like the dad in Goldbergs? I don't understand.
What is going on?
Yes.
Bringing in some bodily fluid situations here. I was a senior, and I'm back in my geometry class, and I'm just sitting in the back doing absolutely nothing because I was failing. And the girl beside me, she taps me on the shoulder, and she leans in and she goes, "Why does my boyfriend's semen smell like chlorine?" And I'm staring at her like, "What? Why are you telling me this?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like why in that moment did she feel like in just the middle of the class to turn and ask you? Had she ever talked to you before in your life?
No, we've okay. never talked about semen prior to this. It's all been, you know, it was.
Were
all,
you friends? Like, did you talk a lot?
No, we didn't talk a lot.
So that was just the intro. Hey, by the way,
It's like, yeah. What's number one, 90 degrees? What's number two? Hey, my boyfriend's semen smells like Clorox. And chlorine.
That's when you just yell sin to the top of your lungs and run away. Why are you the way that you are? Let's go there.
You should have been like, well, the bigger question is, do you enjoy the way it tastes?
Yeah, why do does you it like
smell? Do you like it? Do you like Clorox?
You know, speaking of Clorox, that smell actually makes me very sick.
Really?
Oh, Clorox itself or the smell of semen? Which one?
Clorox.
I mean, depending on
semen
who you
makes
are,
me smell, you know what? Semen makes me smell.
That's on you, bro. No, Clorox.
It would be, you know.
Clorox, like, that smell disgusts me. It makes me very, like, I think it's because when I was a kid, I had to, like, my part of my chores was cleaning the bathroom, and I always had to Clorox the tub. And I can remember, like, opening the bathroom window up enough to, like, get a breath of fresh air because it was just fumes. So, yeah, if I die in the next few years, that's probably why.
Yeah. And once again, I can't stand the smell of saliva. So that's.
Yeah.
Know. So now,
like,
we're full
band.
Circle on that. Yeah, I can't stand.
Yeah.
What was
yeah,
their big
they
song?
Stink.
What was their big song?
I was trying to think of that. Hang on. I'm looking it up because I was literally.
Was it the boom? The boom, here comes the boom. Was that saliva
click,
or was that
click, saliva? Click, boom. Click, click, boom.
Yeah. Okay. Was saliva song? Click, click, boom.
Click, click, boom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank God. Thank
One
God we know
wonder.
That now.
Yeah.
No, they still tour.
Do they?
Believe it or not. Yeah. Yeah, most of those bands still tour away. Come into.
I mean, I think they mostly just play at like Fast and Furious car show get togethers, but
at rundown sagebrushes, stuff like that.
Bike week.
So you've seen them, huh?
It just seems like a crew that would play at bike week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
At your local bar and or grill.
Now, for myself, I really don't have a body fluid that I really don't like or a favorite. I think we're all pretty fascinating. Just because it's just, you don't think about it. You just don't think about the stuff that comes out of your body.
Hey,
it's just so natural.
What about,
What
is that? What is that when you put your tongue behind your teeth and little stuff
gleat?
Oh yeah, gleat. Gleating.
Yeah,
gleating.
Gleat.
What is that?
It's just saliva.
What's up with that?
I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah, my
a lot. I
my
do it a
sister's
lot.
Ex-husband can do it like on demand.
Is that considered saliva, or is that what?
Yeah,
is that?
It's saliva.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not some sort of venom. We're not snake people.
I wish we were. I really do.
I'm sitting here trying to do it.
A snake.
I'm a snag. If you think about it, if we didn't have skin, all the fluid would just be everywhere.
It would be everywhere. It'd be a lot of fluid just puddled about.
Yeah, our skins are cellophane. All it is.
Yeah.
We're just plastic wrap.
It blows my mind that everything just stays in place. It shouldn't.
Yeah, and in all reality, it shouldn't.
I think of how small my spine is in relation to the rest of my upper body. I'm like, how? How is it holding me up? No wonder my back hurts all the time.
Yeah, I don't understand our body. I read about it constantly, and I just stare at my hands and stare at my face, and I'm just kind of like, what the crap is wrong with me? And I'm not talking about myself personally. I'm just like, my God, look at my face. Why is that there? What's going on with that?
You know what amazes me about the body is the skin, and how deep it goes, like the layers of skin, to get from the epidermis into the actual deep tissue. Like, it's just crazy to me, you know, because what I do for a living, I clip stuff, you know, and I'm just like, it's literally just like, you know, just so thin of a difference between dead and living tissue. I think it's very interesting. And then the fact that, like, when you do have a pimple or something like that and it gets like so deep, you're like, how is my skin that deep, you know?
Just it's hanging
like,
on to it.
How is it going in there like that? Anyway, that's stuff I think about.
And that,
you're not alone.
And but the ink in our tattoos don't come out.
Thinking about this too, or are they just sitting over here wondering how?
I think about it all the time. It keeps me up at night.
I mean, I know we all have tattoos, and it's so weird when you first get your first, you know, you take that first wrap off, and it's all that plasma, and it's all the plasma colored, and it's just that weird brownish gray.
That's my favorite. I do love the plasma. Plasma's fun. I don't know why it is. It's like
it's a weird one.
Second, you know, you get to like.
Which the last one I got today, the last few tattoos I've gotten, they put that second skin thing on. Have you ever got that?
Yeah, I haven't had a tattoo in a while, so
it's like they put it on and it literally just like stays on for multiple days, and when you pull it off, your tattoo is essentially healed.
And it's weird.
It's what they use for burn victims. But dude, I got one, like I got a lot of work done. It was like a 7 or 8 hour session back, I think it was like January, and they put that second skin on, and I went and like worked out at the gym. And it was literally just, it turned into like a bag. Started inflating. And I was like, should I pull this off? And my tattoo artist was like, no, you need to keep it. It's bad. That sweat helps heal your skin. Yeah. But I just remember thinking.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that. I've seen the videos of like people like, it's just like literally just a fluid bag.
It is. And if it's so bizarre. When you go to pull that thing off, be prepared to cry a little bit, because I had it all the way up on my shoulder, and it took me a solid 30 minutes in the shower of nearly ripping my flesh off of my body.
Oh, it's horrible. Nice. It's horrible taking that stuff off. Yeah. Because you know, you have to take it off in the shower.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting. God, it's gross. But
I will honestly say I'm out of my element on this one.
Why?
I could really go into some bodily fluids, but I don't know if you want to really go into all that.
Personal to me.
That's why we're here, Bucky. I mean, don't hold back on me. Don't hold those fluids back.
I mean, it can just get really weird and awkward, and I mean, it depends on if you really just want to go there or not.
No, I want, you know, you get weird and awkward. For God's sakes, I brought up the smell of semen. Okay.
And
when I talked about that, I saw a lot of buttholes get cinched up.
Okay. So, Jenna, this question is for you.
Okay.
I think you're probably going to be the only one that can answer this out of all of us. So when you get up in the middle of the night with a boner, how hard is it for you to pee?
That was a pleasant surprise. Thank you. Thank you for your kindness.
But that's like one of the worst things, because you're so tired and you're just like, all I want to do is crawl back into bed, and you're like hunched over the toilet trying to like rock out this first boner.
You are. It's very uncomfortable.
I'm not going to say that it's been easy, and I make it look easy, you know, I really do. But I gotta say, you know, it's all about just keeping that motivation, you know, keeping your eye on the prize.
Yeah. That's one that really bothers me. Like, why, out of all the things in life, like, why is that one of the things that I have to deal with on a daily basis?
On a daily basis?
Yeah, on a daily basis.
On a daily
I drink a lot of water, man. And it's like, and I have a 2-year-old, so I'm up like constantly in the night.
Little, you know what? No, I can't say it. Never mind. I can't.
No, you can.
This I'm too shy on this matter. I think I'm sorry.
We're all like family here.
I know. I feel. yeah.
I've recorded you screaming in my bathroom. It's all fine.
Let me just say it this way: women, there's an equivalent for women in regards to the pee boner situation.
Really?
And they don't talk about it, but yeah.
Talk about it because now I'm like, as soon as we're gone, I'm gonna go ask my wife about it.
You're like, wait a minute. Overstimulation, you know, when it has reached its final form.
Final form.
It's like it's a cocoon or something.
I'm like trying so hard.
Mr. Brimley come out.
I'm so careful about how to say this. Because I don't want to, like, yeah, I've never had to explain to anybody. It's just been something internal that I've felt. But when you talk about that, I'm like, yeah, it happened. not quite maybe at the same times. You know, right. I think the sequence of actions that occur for women might be different in that regard. You know, like they're not like self-made, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she doesn't even want to like make eye contact with
the camera. She's like, I'm just looking. I'm looking at other places. I don't even want to
know. Her power's about to go out. This is going to be me and you talking about dirty piss boners.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible. Yeah. The going back to peeing boners. Post coitus. Peas are horrible.
Yeah, they are. And then especially like sometimes if you don't immediately go to the bathroom afterwards, and then like say the next morning it like goes in a stream.
Oh, it's like a sprinkler.
Two different directions. Yeah.
Like, is it like a lotion bottle and the lotion on the tip dries
yeah,
up?
Like the dried up.
That's exactly what it is. So yeah. you have to always remember to go, just open the little hole up.
Yeah. I kind of got to squeeze it, but most of the time you just forget because you're just men are idiots.
And then you're peeing on the wall and yourself.
Yeah.
I just don't
sweat. Sweat's another good bodily fluid because it can, depending on what you've eaten and things, like it could be like sweet or sour or salty. Mm-hmm.
Mine smells like buttered popcorn. And I do not understand that.
Do you know something I learned the other day? Do you know how you burn fat?
A flame.
Sleeping, right?
Well, I always thought like fat got burned through like sweat. Like you just sweat the fat out.
Right.
Which
get out or something?
So it actually, I think it's like 80% of the fat that you burn comes out as carbon dioxide. So you actually breathe fat out of your body.
What?
And the rest comes out in urine.
Huh.
Interesting. Yeah.
I did not know that. My diets aren't working with all the screaming I do. You know? Yeah. Like, I'm missing something.
I'm a mouth breather, so I should be pretty thin.
Heavy as I'm breathing all the time.
For all the hot air that I expel from my body.
Yeah, someone told me that, and I didn't believe him. I had to like look it up, and sure enough, I think it's like 80-something% comes out as carbon dioxide. So you just breathe, we just out here breathing fat out of our bodies every day.
It's just a bunch of fat floating around in the air.
I think I'm breathing it in.
Someone else's fat, is that like the thing?
I do have a body fluid story.
Ooh,
ooh, yeah, let's hear it.
Okay.
Ooh, and then I have another one. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So when I was a kid, I was playing in the yard with one of my friends. We were running around their house, and there was this piece of like sheet metal just laying around, you know, where kids are playing.
Normal.
Because I had good parents. Anyway, so I tripped because I'm blind in one eye and that happens a lot to me. And I tripped and I fell and I sliced my foot open on top of it. Okay.
Perfect.
disgusting. Just all the blood, all the, but you know what was the worst? You know what was really gross is like the in-between layers when, well, first of all, they stuck a needle in it.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm pretty sure that I might have opened a universe by screaming. You know, I was, it was so, it was so intense. I don't think I've ever felt that fucking kind of pain before.
Yeah.
And, but looking down at, I just remember because I was so curious. I was like, you know, I'm in terrible pain. This is disgusting. But also, like, I can't look away, you know? So I'm looking at it and I'm just like, and I'm, but I'm not fainting. My body's not fainting yet, like it's supposed to. So I just keep looking at it. And they stick in the needle in there. And there's all this, like, there's just like preserves, like, you know, like raspberry. Like,
Yeah, it's like
actual it's like, preserves.
Like, yeah, it's crazy. Like clumpy.
She got some smuckers going on there.
Right. And there's
it's like these thick and white, weird.
And there's like these little tiny white beads in there too. I don't know what the fuck those were. I don't know. I don't ever want to know. But
what are you made of? Are you just made out of just random things that people found laying around? It's like, I would just put some smuckers in there and here's some styrofoam.
Jam
beads.
And pearls.
Dude, and one time, yeah, I've got pearls. It slaps. Like a penis boner. What did you say?
Yeah. A penis boner. Yeah. A penis boner. That's just a normal boner.
Those slap.
Yeah.
All right. So, anybody got any other body fluid stories that you want to share? Anything?
I had a gun go off in my hand when I was 11, blew my hand apart.
This is true.
Oh my god.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He plays guitar, but he can't use one of his fingers. And it's probably one of the strangest things to watch.
It is. And it kind of looks like, if you didn't know me, you'd think I was just like flipping you off a lot because I can't use my middle finger. Yeah. But I'm not. Yeah, it's a real story. I had a gun go off in my hand. I was 11 years old. Blew my hand apart. And it is a real thing. When your like hand is apart and the veins exposed, literally every time your heart pumps, it just shoots blood out of your hand. And I remember like... I was in shock and they told me to cover it up when we called 911. So I had it like wrapped, but I was literally, and I had a tourniquet and I was literally looking at my hand. I was like pulling the towel back because I'd never seen that insides of my hand. Yeah. But like, I think back now and I'm like, how was I so calm? Like I should have been freaking out, but for some reason I was extremely calm. But that was a really weird thing. Like how much blood actually came out of my hand, extreme pain too. But how much blood actually came out of my hand when that happened?
That's wild.
It was freaky. I didn't realize there was that much blood in my body. And then it like, I was thinking like, how long can I do this? Like how long till I'm dead?
And alrighty, I'm closing it out now. All right. So that's what we know about body fluids. And various other fun things that go, you know, pee boners.
That's what we know about them. We don't claim to be professionals. It's just things that we've observed over the years.
This is only observations.
We are not medical professionals. Right. Believe it or not.
Well, I thank you guys a lot for doing this. All right.
Thanks for having us.
If you haven't noticed, this is the first podcast I've done in about a year. I had to take a break. A lot of family stuff went on this past year with my mother passing away and various other things. And her death really just hit me. It hit me hard. And I lost all the wind out of my sails. And I laid down a lot of stuff. I just laid down. But I finally picked myself back up. I got up just here recently. I got up and I said, all right, man, this is what you love doing. You need to do it. You need to, you know, get off your ass and do it. So here I am. And I'm greatly appreciative that you guys are along for the ride.
please like and share and subscribe, all that typical stuff. Alrighty, guys. Well, I will talk to you later. We'll see ya. Bye.
Thanks for joining and listening. Click the subscribe button and follow us on Twitter at HSEPC and Instagram at Happy Social Experiment. If you have comments, questions, or want to share a story, email us at happysocialexperiment@gmail.com. Later, taters.
Alrighty. Then,
I'll just have to watch what I say.
No.
First Amendment only on this podcast.
Yeah, sir.
I don't care what you say on this podcast.
Oh, I know you don't, but I do. My anxiety does. Well.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.